Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Boner Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. I'm your host, Ethan, and as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Michael and Andrew.
Hello.
Cool. Okay. So we got them here. As always, we're filming on a weekend. Today's a Saturday, actually, not a Sunday, so I can't be saying that. We're filming on another Sunday evening, but yep, another weekend. And in today's episode, we're going to be going over a lot of stuff, so definitely stay tuned. We're going to be going over World Finals, Club League, Deep Dive, and a new Brawl question for you guys to answer, so definitely stay tuned. It's going to be a pretty cool episode. It might be a little shorter than usual since we don't have your great Brawl Stars Brawl question responses, but again, still going to be pretty good.
So, basically, Ethan was lazy.
Yeah, basically, I was lazy, and we don't talk about that. Okay, see you guys on the other side for news. Okay, guys, we're gonna hop straight into the news. And kind of like the first piece of news-ish thing that we're gonna be talking about is going to be Club League. So Club League, if you haven't already known, it's this new thing that Supercell introduced to clubs to make it a lot more interesting. So yeah, day one started a few days ago, actually, on Wednesday, and we did our battles. Today is Saturday, like I said. So Friday, Friday's day already passed as well. So in total, we have done 8 free attacks. So we have 4 tickets each day, and there's 2 days, so 4 times 2 is 9, obviously. And then
he means 8.
Yeah. If you guys didn't hear the sarcasm, anyways. And then I bought 2 tickets already. Michael bought 3 tickets or 2?
2 tickets.
And Andrew Pantry still has 4 fucking tickets.
Shush, I'll buy it all on the last day.
this man. Man's a legend. Okay. So far, we're doing pretty well. Michael, you want to share with our friends how we're doing?
We're winning both days, and we're on track to win the other one. So we're about to win, you know, because winning's fun, and who doesn't like winning? And, yeah, all the other teams that face against us, suck it. I don't know how to be toxic. How do you be toxic?
Michael, the second place. Michael, are you homophobic? The second place club is gay club. Are you kidding me right now?
Well, suck it.
Okay, then. No, seriously, though. The second place is actually G, and then it's like the at sign, so it's G-A-Y.
It's not like the at sign. It is the at sign.
Shush, Michael. Okay, anyways. So far we're in the lead right now, and yeah, that's pretty much it, but I wanted to talk about...
And also, hopefully you guys are doing as well, because Ethan obviously doesn't care about his fans one bit.
Well, I'm sorry, Michael. Anyways. Okay, one more thing I wanted to talk about is, if you're in a high position that's senior in some bigger clubs, but I'm talking about vice president or maybe even president of your club, here are things to look out for, some tips and tricks to know who's active, who's not, and who to kick. So, Andrew, you want to go over some basic knowledge of who to kick, and with the addition of Club League, how this is important to know who's active in your club.
Yep, so there's actually, if you go into your clan, there's 2 more boxes where it shows how many club trophies you got for your club, and we can see when you've been doing them, if you've been even doing them. So it will say if you club trophies, if you have been not.
And that's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so just a quick example, there's this guy in our club, I'm not going to name him, but he, we can... What? Michael literally just glitched out so hard. Anyways, so there's this guy in our club, I'm not going to name him again, but he hasn't been doing his attack, so we can see on events, it says 0 out of 8 tickets used, and that's not the best, so we're thinking about kicking him, but we're giving him one more day, obviously, because it's Thanksgiving weekend, he might have plans, I don't know, maybe he can't play as much, so we're going to have to wait and see. What? What do you mean?
No.
Michael be laggy.
Shut up.
Michael, you're so good now. Okay, say what you just said.
I said, don't be like that. Could be a she.
My bad. Might be. Okay, anyways. So yeah, that's basically it. That's like who you know, how you know to kick someone, if they're good, if they're bad, if they've been active or not, if they've been using their club tickets.
Yeah, you should also try to find people who are good at the game.
Yeah.
That might help in helping you win. Just a little, but like, you know.
Yeah, just a little.
Just
like.
So I noticed that you can still get club coins even though if your club doesn't win.
Yeah, which is definitely very bad.
But it's better to win. Because who doesn't like winning?
Okay. Yeah, so that's basically it. One more last thing to talk about. And I forgot what to talk about. Kind of sucks. Oh, right. Okay, so we're looking for some people to join our club, actually. I think we have one more space, plus some people we might kick after club league. So there's definitely going to be a few spaces being opened up in our club. So if you want to join our club, our club is called FIM, all lowercase FIM. Long story behind that name. I think we talked about it on the show a few times in the past. But yeah.
Once in the past, basically.
Yeah, basically. Pretty sad life. Anyways, if you want to join our club, again, FIM, all one word, lowercase F, lowercase I, lowercase M. And you want to look for the club that has around 28, 27 members. With a purple cactus for its logo, and the top three people should be Bro.exe and Tupandrew, Ocean Jeff, Michael, and me, Ocean Name. So yeah, if you want to join our club and you have around 30k trophies, 25 or above, that's definitely the place to go. We're very active. We love to chat with you. Right, guys? Right, guys? Back me up here.
Yeah.
Totally,
trust.
Yeah.
Trust.
Okay,
also, anyways. As an LA teacher would say, there's a lot of symbolism behind the name.
Okay.
So now we're going to write an essay.
Yep, okay, see you guys later. We're going to be going to write an essay right now. See you guys in a bit. I'm just kidding. Okay.
That's the symbolism.
Woo! Yay!
Symbolism! Anyway, moving on.
All right, moving on. The next piece of news that we wanted to discuss with you guys today is going to be Brawl Stars World Finals. Woohoo! Yay!
Yeah. Honestly, we're...
Again, Michael lags out at the perfect time. Okay, so Brawl Stars World Finals, they just started, I think, 3 days ago? 2 days ago, Andrew?
Yeah, like 2 days ago.
Yeah, so on recording, we have come out with the results of 2 days. By the time you're listening to this, probably the third day would also have come out. So the first 2 days have been very, very exciting. Very, very exciting. So yeah, first day.
Am I alive?
What?
Am I alive?
Yes, you're alive.
Okay. So as I was saying before, we should be in it, honestly, though.
Yeah, we should definitely be in World Finals. Mm-hmm. Spend all seed trash.
Yes. Speaking of which, Tribe EU lost
to Navi. But yeah, we're gonna be getting to that. So first, the first kind of, I guess you could say, match was against Tribe NA versus SK. You guys want to see how that went out?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they already know.
Okay, so most of us, and by most of us, I mean literally all of us, voted for SK, because...
I mean, Andrew didn't vote the first day.
Oh, well, sorry for your loss,
stupid,
Andrew.
Like,
sorry for
yeah,
your
let's
loss.
Let's move on.
Okay, anyways.
Gosh.
So SK Everyone voted for SK, and SK, what, they lost to TriBennett.
I mean, they're a good team, but, like,
really,
SK was, like, supposed to be a lot fiercer.
SK, in terms of, like, statistics,
what is that?
Statistics.
I love my statistics.
Statistics. But, based off of everything, SK looked like he was going to win, but...
I guess not. All right, well, after that disappointment, we go on to the second one. And this one was kind of not really competition. I'm pretty sure anyone who's kind of familiar with Brawl Stars Esports has heard of this. So the first team was BKROG, and that's, like, not a very well-known team, versus INTZ. So INTZ is very, very well-known. They're pretty good, honestly. And so I chose INTZ, INTZ. So, yeah.
Shut up. Stop mocking me.
Oh, did you?
I didn't know.
Poor Michael. Int. How do you not know that? I feel like Int is, like, all over.
Nope. No, I haven't heard of Int.
No?
I don't know anyone except SK and, like, Tribe. That's it.
Oh, my God. You guys are so uncultured.
Okay, maybe I also know Clash. I also know... I forget the other
ones. All right. Okay, so we're going to move on. So the next third team that we have here is QN versus TOC. So I actually know what QN stands for. QN stands for Queen Ney. I think they're a Chinese team, I think. Yeah, okay. Anyways, Queen Ney versus TOC. And Queen Ney won. So what do you know?
Shut up.
Asians come out on top.
Unlike our next... No, not next one.
All right. All right, guys. Next one, disappointment of the literal century. Tribe EU versus Navi. Pretty sure everyone knows this already. Tribe EU freaking lost.
Yeah, like
what?
Benelci's dead.
Oh, guys, did you also see in the World Finals they accidentally, like, swapped the two names? I don't know if that was on purpose or not. Like, Tom was standing in Benelci's, like, podium, and Spenelci was standing in Tom's. And then Drage was Drage.
Drage is still good. The basic boy of the basic boy.
Drage is so unknown. Like, he's so good.
Drage is really good, though.
Yeah, he's pretty crap.
He's El Greco.
But Tom, I mean, Spen, though. Spen just, like, absolutely
Spen
dragging
is a different
his team.
Level of down in the game.
Yeah, Spen LC absolutely trash. But yeah, Navi won. Disappointment of the century. Literally everyone thought Tribe EU was going to win, but they didn't. So, frick. Okay. Moving on. That was it for day one. There are a lot of disappointments here. Tribe EU and SK both knocked out in, like, day one, so that kind of sucks. But here we go. Day two. So, day two, the first match in this day two was TIG versus
day two, G.
Day two. Okay, TIG versus Totem. And these teams aren't very well known, unless you guys know them.
I know Totem.
Yeah, Totem's kind of known, I guess. But, you know, whatever.
Totem's pretty good.
Yeah. And I voted for TIG, and TIG lost, so Totem wins.
Well, why'd you vote for TIG?
Shush, okay? Shush. Michael freaking voted for, like, BKROG. Like, what do you want?
TIG is in China. They have a really bad server. That's
why I looked
through Reddit before our vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, just got off.
Michael, you're dead. Yeah, he's definitely dead. Okay.
Yeah, Michael's definitely dead.
Okay, so let's move on. So the next team that we have, the next match, was STMN versus Flash. So STMN is actually semi-well-known. I know Michael would have something to say about this, but he's dead. So, yeah. Oh, he's back. Woo! Yay, we got him back. Oh, my God.
It wouldn't be a punch without lag.
All right. So the next match is STMN versus Flash. And I know this team, STMN, because I used to watch one of their YouTube channels. And the people in this team is Bobby. So STMN Bobby. Go check out his YouTube channel. It's not that bad. He does, like, world record pushes, Master League pushes.
And he's better than us.
Yeah, and he's better than Spen LC. Like, he's better than Spen LC.
That's saying something.
Okay, and then I also know another guy, Tempo, SDMN Tempo, and then SDMN.
Yeah, Tempo's pretty good.
Yeah, and SDMN OG.
He's better than, Sven.
Yeah.
Okay, this joke's kind of getting old.
Okay, yeah, okay. Okay, so.
But it will still run through our.
Alright, so SDMN 1.
Our talks when we play.
Yep. Okay, so SDMN 1, obviously.
Yes.
But Michael didn't vote for him because he's. Great.
No, I did. I got all four correct second day.
Totally.
So I checked Reddit. Well, not Reddit. YouTube. Same thing.
Woohoo! Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so the next match.
Other people.
The next match is AQM, also known as Clash, versus Nova Esports. And AQM.
Nova's trash.
No, yeah, Nova's pretty trash. Yeah, true. So AQM won.
I think they won the first World Finals.
They did? Nova? Clash? Or Clash?
Or maybe that was Clash Royale. Yeah. I don't know.
Eh, whatever. Nova's a pretty well-known esports team, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so next esports team. Next match is Aphelion Esports versus Zeta. So Aphelion is actually pretty well-known. Zeta is kind of...
Zeta's a new team. But, they're underdogs, but they still...
They came out on top.
They're one of the top competitors.
Yeah, so definitely this World Finals has brought on a lot of surprises. Aphelion Esports, TribeU, NSK, all being knocked out in the first round, first couple of days, really, really hurt.
Nothing, I'm just playing.
Okay. It kind of really hurts, but there's nothing we can do about it, so, yeah, I guess that's
it. We can. We can make them lag.
Yes.
By turning off the Wi-Fi.
Power of lag. Okay.
That would be pretty weird.
Yeah, true.
I just decided to turn off the Wi-Fi.
True. Just fly to wherever they're hosting the World Finals and just be
off. And then they're all wait a minute, where'd the Wi-Fi go? And then everyone dies. And
no. Or
you
jump
into the game and then you kill everyone. And now I'm just fantasizing, so don't listen.
Nah, Michael. No, Michael. We sneak into Supercell headquarters and shut down all the servers.
Also, did you guys see in the background, Cat Burgle and Jesse clicking the trophy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You should have stole that trophy, man.
Sneak has increased to 100. Okay, I think we've been extending this too long. So.
Yeah, I think we've been fantasizing too much.
Yep, okay, so that's the end of this news section. We're going to hop into Brawl Question. We don't have any responses because I was lazy, but we do have a Brawl Question, so stay tuned.
Yay! Woohoo!
Okay, guys, with the background of Andrew's clickety clacking keyboards, we're gonna hop straight into the Brawl Question. So, this week's Brawl Question, even though we actually got one response, which is pretty quick, not gonna lie, but we're not gonna be reading it out because we're gonna save it till all the other responses next week. This week's Brawl Question is going to be, what is the most illogical thing in Brawl Stars? By the way, someone wanted to answer the Brawl Question, but he didn't actually know what illogical meant, so he just wrote milk. So
what?
Yeah. He literally just
what
wrote
What is this
milk.
Country that
it's,
we live in?
It's
we...
the land of the free, home of the stupid.
Yep. About right.
Yep. Okay, cool. After offending about a million people here, let's continue with the show. So, if you don't know what... If you don't want know what illogical means, it means not logical. Got that?
Genius.
Not logical. You know what not logical means? It just means it doesn't make sense. What doesn't make sense? Okay, I'm gonna stop. Okay, so yeah, that's the Brawl Question for today. If you guys don't mind, I'm gonna share my answer first. No objection. Just Andrew's clackety keyboards.
No objection, because I don't. I'm just kidding.
Okay, we just hear Andrew clackety keyboards. Okay, here we go. So first, my response to this Brawl Question is going to be, why can a bird freaking cock? I'm talking about crow here. Literally says caca, and you're walking in like what? Watch where you're going. I don't know what he says. Anyways,
clackety cock cock
wood.
Would.
Okay, anyways. Yeah, that's my question. Why can a bird talk when he's a bird?
I don't know, that's just mimicking sound.
Okay. Anyways, Michael, you want to share your response?
Okay. So my thingy. It's not a damage one, as a lot of you would expect, because you know there's a lot of stuff about damage that doesn't make sense in here. How does a trash can live?
Do do do.
Questions of life.
By the way, that's referring to Ash.
Yeah. If you didn't know that there's only one trash can in this game.
Doo-doo-doo. And that's Ethan Wood.
Wood? I'm in the bros' death? Yeah, I'm famous. Okay. And last one, Andrew. Pandrew, you want to share your response?
Alright, so mine is... So, Griff, if you guys don't know lore or anything, that he's actually in depth, but...
Man literally says depth.
Shush, I said that after. But, when he attacks, he actually attacks coins, so can't he just make that money for himself?
Genius!
That's basically mine, but...
Alright, cool. So, yeah, with that being said, that's a short brawl question segment. It's about 3 minutes long. But...
Yeah. Beautiful!
Yeah. Short but sweet. If you guys have an answer to this week's brawl question, what is the most illogical thing in Brawl Stars? What doesn't make sense in Brawl Stars? Be sure to...
Yeah, what doesn't make sense in Brawl Stars? What does make sense in Brawl Stars? That's the question. That's the real question.
True. You can literally say anything for this question and it makes sense. But yeah, it's just something to get your non-creative juices pumping. And if you want to send us a response, you can do so. You can DM me on Discord. That's one way to reach out to us. And you can email us at borntobrawl101@gmail.com. That's borntobrawl101@gmail.com. So yeah, that's basically it for this brawl question. Thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll see you. And we'll see
Thank
you guys
you.
Next time. Next time. Oh boy. We're going to see you in a few minutes for our deep dive. So yeah. Okay, guys. So this deep dive for this week is going to be how to Brock. So again, continuing the series of how to, we've already done all the Trophy Road Brawlers up to Jesse. And now today we're going to be doing Brock. So yeah, with that being said, let's hop straight into today's deep dive. It's going to be pretty exciting. I like covering new brawlers. Or not new brawlers, but I like covering brawlers in general. Anyways, okay, after that really, really bad segue, we're going to start. So Brock fires a long-range explosive rocket at enemies. His super is a ballistic rocket barrage that destroys cover. So if you guys don't know, Brock is a Trophy Road brawler, also known as a common brawler, and you can get him when you reach 1,000 total trophies. Again, he's Trophy Road, so you can unlock him for technically for free if you reach 1,000 trophies. He's his class.
It costs a lot of your time.
Yeah, obviously. You got to be playing for, like, I don't know, 4 hours. Anyways.
Tops.
His class is a damage dealer, which is, like, literally 75% of all the brawlers in the game are damage dealers.
What do you mean 75%?
Shush. Some other people are classified as support.
Okay.
Anyways, so his movement speed is 720. That's normal. And the voice actor is Scott William. I don't know why you needed to know that, but Scott William. So, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, cool. And now we're going to be covering the health. So, first, we're going to be covering it at power 9 first, because that's what you're going to be seeing the most. And at power 9, it's 3,360. And then we're going to be covering it for power 11, for all you people who want to know.
And power 10.
Power 10. Okay, power 10 is 3,480. And a power 11 is 3,600. Okay, cool. Now that we got that covered.
Lot of health.
Totally. Okay, so now that we got that covered, Andrew, you want to start us off with Brock's main attack?
All right, the main attack is 9 tiles long, and the reload is pretty slow. It's 2.1 seconds per reload.
That is long.
So, supercharge per hit is 26.1%. So, just have to hit someone 4 times. Oh, no.
Yeah, four times.
And then you will get your super.
Yeah. So yeah, his attack is called Rockin' Rocket. If you didn't know. So yeah, Brock lets fly a single Rockin' Rocket that goes. I actually did not know his attack was called Rockin' Rocket. Jesus. That really goes along, really goes the distance. So yeah. Yeah, I guess that's all we have to cover. Michael, you want to cover Brock Super?
Sure. If you don't know, Brock Super is just basically like a giant barrage of rockets from the air. It can go above walls, so that'd be pretty useful if you trying to get people that are behind walls. And also, it does, at power 9, it does 1,456 damage. At power 10, it does 1,508 damage. And at power 11, it does 50.
Michael, what are you looking at? Oh, wait, my bad. Never mind. I'm so dumb. Okay, anyways. Yeah, Michael's correct. Listen to him. Power 11, 15, 60. See ya. Don't listen to me. I'm just here. So yeah, with that being said, we're going to move on to his gadgets. So his first gadget is called Rocket Laces, and it's basically Brock blasts the ground below him and propels himself into the air, and the explosion deals 500 damage to nearby enemies. And this is useful for a lot of stuff. For example, he can jump over walls. He can stun or kind of like knock back brawlers so they can't use their ability. For example, Bull, Primo, I guess Meg. You can just use it when they're trying to use it. They use their super.
Did you just say Bull?
Yeah, Bull.
For what?
I don't know, to get away from him. Shush.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. Anyways, so Rocket Laces, that's his first gadget. Second gadget is called Rocket Fuel. So Brock's next attack is a mega rocket that's bigger, badder, faster, and destroys walls. And basically what it does is it's a big rocket, like they said, huge rocket. And it's 50% bigger and it travels a bit faster. And it's just like a bigger, faster rocket than Brock's regular rocket. It does the same damage though. So yeah. That's his gadgets. So next we're gonna be covering the star powers. Andrew, you wanna take them?
Sure. Anyways, the star powers, the first one is Incendiary, where the impact of Brock's attack, well, at the end, it will set the ground on fire for 520 damage, and it'll last for 2 seconds.
Yep. You want to take a second star power as well?
The second star power is Rocket Number 4. And Rocket Number 4 is pretty simple. Just gives you an extra bar of ammo.
Yeah.
Genius.
Rocket Number 4. 4 rockets. Okay. So yeah, that's basically it for star powers. And I just forgot one thing. We gotta mention all of his skins as well. So that's gonna be a pain. I forgot about that.
I mean, technically we don't have to.
We don't have to, but I kind of do. So we're doing it. Hopefully. Okay, we just gotta stall long enough for me to search up all the Brock skins. Okay, guys, what do we want to talk about? Okay, nothing.
So
okay, cool.
He has Hot Rod Brock, fancy retro skin. He also
let me pull it up. Hold on, we're almost here.
Classic Beach Brock, you know, shoots out shark. Rocket, I guess. Yeah, I guess. And then, and also he's like a towel and like, you know, shirt, classic beach clothes. He's also got Power Ranger Brock.
It's a Super Ranger.
Super Ranger, same thing. I thought that was going to happen because of copyright issues.
Yeah, he also has Boombox Brock. It's an archive skin. Don't know if you guys know. And Lion Dance Brock, so it's like a fancier version of Hot Rod Brock, kind of, not really, kind of.
Not really.
Eh, whatever. Alright, so yeah, that's basically all his skins. What do you think is the best one out of all of these? Best value?
Honestly, Beach Brock.
True.
It's 80 gems, and it has like a custom...
Hot Rod Brock.
Mm-hmm. And I think, like, the worst value here is definitely Boombox Brock. No effects. 80 gems. Horrible skin. Like, it doesn't even look good. It doesn't even look good. It's pretty bad. But yeah. That's basically all the skins. And with that being said, let's hop straight into the tips. So, Michael, you wanna, like, share a few tips for Brock? Michael?
Yeah.
Michael's dead. Okay, Michael's back. Okay, cool. Michael, you wanna go?
I'm alive!
Yay.
So, since Brock's are, like, the shots are, like, super, super slow, you obviously gotta predict really ahead. So basically, you just gotta, like, predict the future on where they're gonna go. And obviously, as Brock has a super big explosion radius and a long range, he's gonna be better on open maps. But that's not really, true, because, like, if you have, like, a good comp and close range maps, you can definitely destroy if you get your super over and over. Also, you want to keep Brock in the back. He's, like, more of a support brawler, a support damage dealer, because he's, like, he has really low health, so you don't want him to get wrecked.
Yeah.
And also, in Duo Showdown, since, you know, you want to be a good duo, Brock's Rockets is pretty good for that, because they have a pretty big explosion radius. So
you can deal splash to enemies. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And the splash part is very important because Supercell recently buffed the splash part. So I think you can hit behind walls if you hit it correctly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty broken. So yeah, I'm gonna take a few other tips. So basically, Rocket number 4, just like a general star power tip. It helps, like, your reload speed, obviously, because you have one more ammo, and this will help a lot of interactions. Obviously, since you have one more ammo, you can unload a lot faster. But generally, you want to be going with Incendiary, because it's pretty versatile.
Unless you know you can hit shots.
Yeah.
Which is, none of us.
Yeah, none of us hit. And Span LC2, I'm just kidding. Okay. Tip for Brock's super. So basically, when you're aiming your super, it's kind of...
Don't die.
Okay, yeah. First, that, obviously. Second, you want to be using it like a Barley super, using it in an area where you want people to not go, or an area where people already are. So basically,
just to break walls.
True.
You know?
Yeah, true. Sometimes
whatever you're feeling at the moment.
Sometimes what you gotta do is what you have to do. So... There it is. But try and at least get at least 2 people in there so that, you know, you can hit 2 and get your super back and then be a menace. So, yeah. Andrew, you want to keep going with some tips for his gadget?
Brock's gadget, Rocket Loose, which is the jump one. You can get out of situations when charged by tanks. You can also jump over walls. Or get closer to throwers that are behind walls. So, I definitely suggest this tip. I definitely use it a lot. At close range, Brock can easily defeat lower health brawlers by firing all 3 of Brock shots. So,
yeah, let's go over, first let's go over his best game mode. So, what do you guys think his best game mode is going to be?
Probably Bounty or Heist.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd say Heist or Bounty.
Oh, you guys, just a quick question. How recently have you been playing Heist? I've been playing Heist in a
while. I only play Brawl Ball, and if I really need to, unless, of course.
Yeah, I don't really play Heist anymore, literally. I love the idea of it, it's just it's not very fun. It's not very fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Supercell might need to, like, do something about it. Because I don't see the point of playing Heist if I can just play Brawl Ball. And get, like, the same results. Or like, Showdown or something. And you get more trophies. They need to do something. Maybe that's just me. Hot take. Whatever. Okay. Worst game mode for Brock. What do you guys think? Let's see. He's all right.
I'd probably say solo. Showdown.
Yeah, probably solo showdown because he's decent in duos.
He's okay.
Yeah.
Depending on your teammate.
Totally didn't just push 900 Shelly with Andrew as a Brock and me as a Shelly. Nope, totally didn't. Okay. So yeah. I guess solo showdown. First game mode.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically it for our Brock breakdown. So yeah.
Dope.
Okay, so if you guys listened all the way through, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Born Abroad Brawl Stars podcast. Hope you enjoyed our deep dive of Brock. Hopefully you got some takeaways from this. We'll be using the linking the article that we used in probably the show description, so you guys can take a look at it if you ever need to. And so, yeah, basically that's it for our episode. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Born Abroad Brawl Stars podcast. Remember, you're all Born Abroad. Thank you guys so much. See you next week.